Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Executive Consultant Ward Miller calling out of Glen Rose, Texas. I want to welcome everybody to the call. As you come on the line, please share with us your name, where you're calling from, and if you're registered for the next big event. Good morning and welcome to the call.
This is Executive Consultant Lynn Lynn out of Plano, Texas. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning, Lynn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Delmar Solstice, Springdale, PA.
Good morning, Pennsylvania.
And Denise in Illinois. Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Denise in Illinois. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Patty in Clovis, California.
Good morning, Patty. Welcome to the call.
Steve Jones, Plano, Texas.
Steve Jones, welcome to the call.
Kim Horstman, Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, Free Energy.
Good morning, Kim in Maine. Welcome to the call.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this conference is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning. Good morning. Dr. Ryan, New York, New York, registered for Power Trip.
Good morning, Dr. Ryan. Welcome to the call.
Denise Nelms, Clear Lake Shore, Texas.
Good morning, Denise. Welcome.
John Johnson in Connecticut.
Good morning, Connecticut. Welcome.
Good morning, Julie Brunner, Rochester, New York, registered for elimination.
Good morning, Julie in New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning. This is Georgia Butler.
Good morning, Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Karen. Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Executive Consultant Ward Miller calling out of Glen Rose, Texas. I want to welcome everybody to the call. We're going to get started in another 30 seconds. So as you come on the line, please share with us your name, where you're calling from, and if you're registered for the next big event.
Marion Side, Grays Lake, Illinois. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning, Illinois. Welcome.
Entry and exit chimes are on. Entry and exit chimes are off. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Executive Consultant Ward Miller calling out of Glen Rose, Texas. I want to welcome everybody to the call. Before we get started here, I want to quickly remind you that we do these calls each and every day, Monday through Saturday at 9:30 Central. Just dial back into the same number you dialed today, and there'll be another host with a great guest to help you build your ambient business. And speaking of great guests, we've got our own very great guest. It's Executive Consultant Lynn Nguyen. Lynn, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Ward. How are you?
I'm doing great. I first off want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the call. And for those that are listening in, they may not be aware, though, that you've won some awards here at Ambit. You're a Pure Energy Award winner, and you've gone on at least one five-star trip. So congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you. I want to thank you for hosting this call. You do some incredible work, and you're always there to help people, so I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for the kind words. It's my pleasure. And, Lynn, think about this for a second. There's a lot of people that are on the line that may have never, ever heard your Ambit story. So could you share a little bit what was going on in your life and how Ambit found you?
Absolutely. Wow, what was going on in my life? I used to own 8 retail stores in the state of Michigan, and when it was good, it was great. But unfortunately, Ward, back in 2007, I lost everything through the bailout of the auto industry up there. I found myself bailing out quicker than they did because stores were and malls were shutting down, and people were moving out quicker than they were coming in. So it hit us really hard up there, and I found myself just losing everything and moving to Texas and starting over, and thank God for that because years later, I was, you know, just being a full-time mom recovering from what happened to me in Michigan. And a friend of mine asked me to help save me money on my electricity bill. I didn't even realize there was a business behind it, Ward. I said, sure, why not? And I gave her my, you know, information. And I was actually a customer for 9 months before I even found out there was business. And when I did find out, I quickly asked her to show it to me. And she took me to a lunch meeting, and I sat there and I listened to Joey Carter tell me about the business. And, you know, it made a lot of sense to me. I've never, ever done direct sales before. And I've always been one of those persons that if you come at me with any product, I'm gone. I mean, don't talk to me, don't even. And so when I heard that it was something that everybody has to habitually use, and I knew that when, you know, everything happened in Michigan, the one bill that had to get paid was our electric. If we couldn't bathe in the dark, we couldn't, you know, not have a refrigerator. And it dawned on me that this is the one thing that is absolutely 1,000% recession-proof. And it made so much sense to me that I jumped in and I was just, oh, wow, 5 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. It was 5 years ago and I've never looked back.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Well, you're building a great business all across the country. And you got started in the business. Can you share when you first got started in the business, did your business just take off like a rocket or did it just kind of slowly progress?
No, absolutely not. I was one of those little, I would say a sloth or a snail, because I've never done this before. And I don't know how serious I actually took it. It made sense to me, but I didn't really understand the power of network marketing. You know, I quickly did get my four customers because at that time I did pay the $429. And when I received my four customers, I received my $200 here in Texas. I was like, okay, you know, now I don't feel bad. I didn't just waste all this money. And I actually took my time. I think for the first, I got it right before the holidays. And so you know how the holidays come and one thing and then New Year's and then Chinese New Year and one thing after another. I don't think I got started really within the first 6 months. But when they did, I just kept going. I just kept going. And it really doesn't matter when you start, if you haven't started yet. It's, what matters is the day you decide to start. And please just decide that one time. Don't decide every other week like I did. Make a decision. I'm going to do this business. I'm going to do it today. And make this the beginning of what you're going to do for yourself and your family. It doesn't matter what it is. Just do it. So make that decision today. And that's what I did.
Well, Lynn, speaking of making that decision, having that light bulb moment go off in your head that you've got your hands on something something great here with Ambit Energy, what was that light bulb moment that you knew you could become successful with Ambit?
You know, I think I had two, one little one and one huge one. I think the little one was when I accidentally, and I say accidentally because it was I can't even take credit for it. I was in the business, and like a lot of us, I was a undercover agent. You know, I didn't tell people about it because I didn't know what I was doing, and I was scared to talk to people. But my aunt had found out I was in the electricity business. She was in California. She called me and asked me to get in. And, you know, back then, 5 years ago, California was not deregulating it. And I felt really bad about putting her in, but she insisted. And then she got another lady in who turned around and sponsored all these people in Pennsylvania, put in her nephew, who grew 20 deep for me in Pennsylvania in a matter of like 3 weeks. And I didn't even know I was getting these people in. You know, my sponsor kept saying, Lynn, you got another one. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. And I think that's when it actually kind of lit up, saying, wow, this works. I better take it serious. It's going to happen with or without me. And so that was my first one. But as you go through, you know, you get into your little slumps and stuff, and I did. As a senior consultant, I found myself stuck. I was stuck. I was running out of people. Keep in mind, I was a stay-at-home, full-time mom. I did not have a whole lot of friends down here. We just moved down here not too long before that. So my list of people was very little. And so I ran out quickly, and I said, oh, my God, you know, I was really stuck. But what happened was the worst thing that can happen to you in the business is the greatest thing that actually happened to me in the business. It was a Tuesday morning. I was told I was crazy by a good friend of mine. I was hung up on by another not-so-good friend of mine, and no longer my friend, by the way. And I was stood up, and that's before lunch. I invited somebody to Sherlock, you know, for a lunch presentation, and I was stood up. I was so floored by it. I was deflated, and I think when I'm sitting there with lunch, and it happened that my husband was with me for that luncheon, and I was so embarrassed because he was there, and I kept stood up, and I'm not used to that, you know, not being in the network marketing business for so long, and I said, oh, my God, what am I doing? And then it dawned on me that, you know, I refuse to have a bad ambit day. I just refuse to. From that day on, I refuse to have a bad ambit day. So I asked my husband, I said, can you take me to that Thai cuisine restaurant? I met this guy, you know, Steve Jung from wrestling. Our kids wrestled together, and he said he had a Thai restaurant. And so my husband drove me there, and I said, I'm determined. And this is after lunch. He's looking at me like I was crazy. I said, we'll have dessert. You can have wine. And we sat there, and I asked Steve to be my customer, and he said, okay. And that felt really good. I said, great. And, you know, I'm accomplishing something for my business. But as we're driving down the street, he texted me, no, I changed my mind. Once again, I'm deflated, right? But the next text really lit me up. He said, show me the business. I know you're making money. I want to be my own customer. Wow, right? That was an incredible moment. I was like, oh, my God, this is really cool. It worked. So I showed him the business, and he got in, and he's on fire. I mean, through that, I got my last two seniors, which pushed me to executive consultant, one of my closest friends now, and he is just crazy learning this business. He'll be executive soon. And so, you know, from that day on, I was like, you know what, I'm never going to have a bad end of day. We can't control what goes on in the middle of the day, but we can look at it. You have to start out good and end good. If you end good, the next day, likely you'll start out again good. So it's up to you how you open and close your ambit day. So I refused to have a bad ambit day, and then I took it further, and I called national consultant Frank Schmeling, and I said, okay, I'm ready to do this. You need to show me what to do because I'm stuck. And he became my accountability partner, and that was huge because I can't hold myself accountable. Guys, you're the worst accountable partner for yourself because you're always so forgiving of yourself. Okay, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I'm busy. But when a national consultant or when your sponsor or your upline holds your hand at the fire, you feel so bad when you text them or when you email them or when you fax them something that's blank. I didn't do anything for my business today. And just having that accountability partner and not wanting to once again say I didn't do anything, it really pushed me and made me do something every single day. And then the next day is two of something and three of something, and it becomes a habit. So that was really what escalated my business to the next level.
So you contacted Frank, and he became your accountability partner. There may be people listening in that have no idea what you're talking about there. Can you talk a little bit about what does it mean to have an accountability partner, and how did Frank help you through that?
You know, when I went to Frank, I expected him to have this magic wand and give me all this, you know, just waiver thing and everything. My business is going to be great. But he steps out, he goes, okay, what are you willing to do? You say you're serious about this business. What are you willing to do? And he pulls out this sheet of paper. He goes, I want you to make copies of this. I want you to fill out a fax to me every day. And I'm like, what? I didn't sign up for this paperwork, and you're supposed to help me, not, like, put, you know, give me more work. But he's like, yeah, that's what you do. And it was about how many calls you're going to make, how many one-on-ones you're going to do, how many presentations you're going to, and, you know, it's just a list of things that you can do for your business. How many people are you going to add to your name, to your book? How many names you're going to add onto your list? And so, you know, the first day, at 8 o'clock, I said, oh, my God, I'm supposed to fax this, and I forgot. So I quickly made some phone calls, and I, you know, had some people watch videos so I can fill something out and send it in. That's holding me accountable for my business, accountable to do something for my business. And then the next day, I was like, oh, my God, let's not wait to 8. So I pushed up to 5. And then by the following day, let's get knocked this out by 3 o'clock. So after a while, it becomes a habit because he's holding accountable. You can tell somebody that you're going to do something, but unless you follow through, you're not accountable for it. and to have an accountability partner is somebody that you can actually report to and say, yeah, I did what I, you know, promised to do. After a while, it became a habit that you would do it regardless. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. So when you got started and started building your Ambit business, you've already stated that you've never been in direct sales or network marketing before. How'd you learn this business? Did you just sit at home and watch videos, or did you go to local training events or regional training events or even some of our national events?
Once I decided I was going to do it, I went to every training event possible. I did watch the Guy McClure training. And then Richard Amato and Mary has some great trainings locally here. So I plug into all the training. Of course, I'm always at Time to Cash. I'm always at Ambition. And I go to a I plug into a meeting. Plugging in is so important. I plug into a local meeting, and I go whether or not I have a guest. Of course, your goal is to bring guests with you, but whether or not you have a guest, you need to go. Because even to this day, every day when I go to a training, or just a presentation, I learned something new. Even now, I learned something new 5 years later going to a business presentation because they had different presenters all the time, and somebody would say something to trigger something in my mind. And so, especially when your business is not doing well, you really need to get to those business presentations because that's what renew your interest and renew your fire and your belief in the business, seeing other people, talking to other like-minded people who actually have success in business. That pulls you through all your bad times and all your bad days.
Well, Lynn, we've got a lot of new people in the business that are listening. They're thinking, you know, there's this local training event here or there, wherever they're located, and they're wondering whether they should go. What do you say to them?
I say absolutely you need to go. I mean, guys, you have to treat this as a business, and that is part of your business. You have to go, you have to get there, and you have to be trained. And, you know, there's people there, they're not doing this to get paid. They're doing this on their own time. They're putting their time, money, and effort out to do this for you just to help you grow your business. You need to get there, and you need to treat it like a business. So let's say if you own, like, a McDonald's franchise or something, and they said, okay, all, you know, franchisees have a training on Saturday. What are you going to do, not go? No, you have to go. You have to treat this like a real business. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to be a $24, you know, hobby for you every month. But if you treat it as a business, you block out those days, and you make it a priority to get there. As a matter of fact, we have a training Saturday night, Saturday morning here, and I'm actually taking care of my mom, but you know, this weekend, but I carved out the time that I will go to this training. And so it is crucial to your business that you do go to these things. Ward?
Lynn, can you hear me? Sorry about that. I had my phone on mute. I'm back now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, cool. So, yeah, so training events are, you know, monumentally important to your business. You know, the way I kind of look at training events is when I find out there's a training event, I don't go look to my calendar to see if I can squeeze it in. I go to my calendar and clear everything else out and put Ambit in. Does that make sense, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm supposed to take care of my mom this weekend. My mom's been really ill, you know, but I made it a priority. So I have somebody watching her while I'm gone so that I can get to the meeting, to the training. It's absolutely crucial because, like I said, if you're with McDonald's and they say, you know, franchisee, you have to go to the training, are you not going to go? No, you have to go. It is part of the business. It's part of building your business, and you have to be there. It's very, very important.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, speaking of building your business, one of the things you got to do is you have to invite people to take a look. What have you found to be the best way to invite somebody to take a look at your Ambit business?
You know, there are several ways to do it. You know, you can do one-on-one. Ask somebody if they want to meet with you for coffee. You know, just ask them, hey, I got something I want to show you. Can we meet for coffee? If you're not comfortable with that, then ask somebody to go with you. Ask the person who sponsored you or your leader to do a two-on-one. If you cannot get to that person, ask them to do you a favor and take a look at your five-minute website and give you their opinion. It's that simple. Hey, can you do me a favor and take a look at my five-minute video and give me your honest opinion on what I'm doing with my business? And maybe give me some pointers on it. And that's that simple. Or, you know what? I love local meetings. The business presentation is incredible because you have all these people that validate the business. You have people who have been successful in the business, and then people who stand up as RC, regional, and senior, and executive. And your guests can see that, hey, I can relate to that person, or anybody can do this. You don't have to be a business background. You don't have to be a certain caliber. You can be anybody and be successful in this business. So that is an incredible, incredible opportunity to show somebody your business. But that may not always be an option for everyone. I know that sometimes, you know, there's not a local meeting that you can give access to or whatever. So use the others. Use, you know, if you can't get access to a person or a local meeting, use the 5-minute website. But, you know, here's the important thing. You have to have a 3-way call. Have somebody validate your call. It's so crucial because you have to bring in an expert. And you have to, you know, introduce the person as an expert, and then you need to, like, put yourself on mute, literally on mute, and you let that expert take over for you. It's very important. The system is right there. You just have to plug into the system. We have it there. Use the system. Grow your business. So there are ways, you know, there's no excuse for not doing this business. I have somebody in Atlanta, Georgia doing this business, and it's not even open there. And so we literally, and I can do this business from anywhere, you know, executive consultant Robert Chang is in L.A., you know, it's not open there. So he's doing it. So, guys, just plug in. There are ways to do it, but please make your appointments and, you know, make sure you have a third person to do the 3-way call, the validation call for you. It's just very crucial.
So, Lynn, you've invited somebody to take a look. They take a look at the presentation. You do a 3-way call. They decide to get started with you in business. They become a consultant. What have you found to be the best way to help a new consultant get off to a fast start?
I did not look at the 28 days. You know how you have 28 days to gather your 4 customers or your 5 customers if you're out of Texas. I do not consider the 28 days valid in my business. Whatever day it is, you have to Midnight Friday. You have to Midnight Friday to gather your customers so that you can get your first check. It is so important because motion and excitement, you know, breeds motion and excitement. And you've got to get that person started right away. I see a lot of people, you know, sit down with that new consultant and spend all this time on the internet showing them Power Zone. Guys, just touch on that. Give them their Power Zone. Give them that. And let them do it on their own at their own time. What's important is get your list from them and show them how to make those calls, get those customers. Once they get their customers, it feels good. It feels really good for a new person to say, oh, my God, I've got my 4 or my 5 customers. I'm getting a check next week. Now, all of a sudden, this time you have a believer, and it's working. So that's the first thing I do is get those customers knocked out of the way, and it, whatever day it is, it's going to be by Midnight Friday. And then next step, let's go find your consultant. So that's what I do. And I tell them you have to get a weekly check. Guys, you have to get a weekly check because any day that you do not get a weekly check, any week you don't get a weekly check, the business is not moving. There's no, you know, there's no growth in your business. And it pretty much means that you close down for a week, right? So if you can get that new market consultant to trigger their check by Midnight Friday, they're going to turn around and sponsor somebody and make sure that person triggers their check by next Friday, which guess what? That's a weekly check for them as well. So it just keeps going. It's all about duplication, duplicate, duplicate, duplicate.
Well, you know, speaking of duplication and duplicating and duplicating, can you talk a little bit about 3 and 3?
Yes, 3 and 3, that's a Frank Schnelling thing that he taught us. 3 and 3 will set you free. 3 consultants, 3 customers each. 3 consultants, 3 customers each. It's an incredible, incredible way to build your business. Now, if you remember, if you look at every, we all saw the business plan. And if you look at the 7 levels down, what does it say? You know, 3 people who are overworked and underpaid, get 3 people, you know, introduce them to 3 more people, duplications out, everybody averaged 3 customers. Guys, that's like $11,000 in the bank for you. Okay, 3 by 3. 3 customers, 3 consultants. If you can do 5 by 5, I highly suggest you do 5 by 5. That's just more growth in your business. Okay, so really, customers, consultants, customers, consultants. And then as you just keep going, you know, we're not here to recruit, guys. We're not in a recruiting business, okay? We're in an electricity business. I know a lot of people are good at recruiting, but if you don't teach them how to gather customers, customers really is the base of our business, gather the customers. And it's really easy to gather customers. For a new person to come in, I tell them, you know, a lot of people work, ask me, I can't ask people for help, and I can't, you know, ask people to get electricity, but this is what I do. You know, I said, guys, is it okay if you say this to your new person, okay? As a new person, this is what you do. You contact your friends, you got, and you, what you say is, look, I got in the energy business. I'm learning how to read notes. Can you do me a favor? Can you text me a copy of your bill so I can use it for my training? I'm trying to get as many bills from as many companies, as many states as possible. I need it by tomorrow at noon to go to my training. Can you do me a favor? Just text me your bill. That's it. Anybody can do that. You just took away the fear of telling somebody something, and you just took away the fear of begging somebody to be your customer. Just ask them to do you a favor, send you a bill. And look at the bill. You've got a bill in your hand. Then you analyze, and then you buzz back and say, hey, by the way, through my training, this is what I found. Can I help you save money? Can you do me a favor? It's not going to cost you anything. It's exactly the same. Can you be my customer instead of who you're paying? If it doesn't cost you anything, will you do that for me? Because I told you that I'm in training and I just got a business. So can you do me a favor and be my customer? See, at that time, it makes sense. And so anybody can do this business. You can take the fear out of anything.
Well, Lynn, let me ask you this. Do you qualify for free electricity?
I did, actually. I qualified within the first 6 months. You know, the 6 months I said I was idle. The only thing that I did do was get my free energy. Okay, I did do that much. I got my free energy. We calculated it was over $14,000 savings so far in the past four and a half years. And as a matter of fact, my daughter lives at home who goes to college. She's a senior consultant. She qualifies for free energy, and she gives it to her grandma. So it's a powerful, powerful thing to have.
You know, do you use the free, do you push it, do you teach your consultants to go out and get their free electricity fast, their free energy?
Absolutely. As far as consultants, yes. Absolutely. That's why I ask for all consultants to go out and gather me 20 bills at the beginning. I tell them, you know, this is what you do. Get 20 bills for your training. And if I can get them to get their hands on 20 bills, they're very likely to be able to get 15 customers out of that. Absolutely.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you know, when you're out and about, Lynn, and, you know, you've been in the business for a little while now, not everybody decides to join you in business immediately. When you're out and about and you bump into somebody and they say, Lynn, how's that Ambit thing going? How do you answer them?
I just look at them and I very honestly say it has changed my life. You know how good it feels to wake up and not worry about your bills? That's how this business has changed my life. It is incredible to not worry about whether or not I'm going to pay my bills this month. Period. If my husband, you know, loses his job, we're okay. If, you know, something comes up, we're okay. So, you know what? It is an incredible, incredible opportunity, and I'm just so blessed, you know, with it for the past 5 years, and I can't think of anything else I'd rather do. That's exactly what I tell him, because to be honest, it's just goodness, the truth.
Well, Lynn, when you first got started, what is something you wish you had known prior to getting started that you know now?
Get a mentor. Get an upline. Get a crossline. Get somebody who's been in the business that's successful and follow them. Listen to them. Be coachable and do what they say. Because no matter how good you are at what you're doing, it's a totally different animal. And even if you do network marketing before in another business, this is not product thing. Be coachable and get a mentor and get an accountability partner and plug in with a local meeting. And I think that is the most important thing. And talk to everyone. You know that 3 feet rule that Esther always talks about? Yes, 3 feet rule, guys. Anybody comes in 3 feet, talk to them. Because if you don't, somebody else will. What's the worst thing that can happen? They say no. That's it. What's the best thing that can happen? They say yes, and they're next. You're next, Ward Miller, right? So you need to talk to everybody before somebody else does.
Well, Lynn, you know, you put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy. There's good days. There's bad days. Can you talk a little bit, and let me ask you this question. Has all the effort that you put into your Ambit business, has it been worth it?
Oh, my gosh. It has been more than worth it. Ward, I'm going to share something with you, that with everyone, that has happened to my family recently. And this will, just really put everything together for you and what Ambit has done for our family. In December of last year, my father passed away right before Christmas, December 21st. And the moment that the coroner took him out, my mother went into, you know, the heartbroken syndrome. There is such a thing. She went into cardiac arrest and was in the hospital for 10 days. I had pretty much shut down my business for that period of time for about 4 weeks. I mean, I get on the phone and I answer texts here and there, but my mind wasn't there. But what I have found with this company, with Ambit, is that I receive 5 checks, Ward. I receive 4 checks for every week, the weekly checks, and then a residual income on the 15th. And you know what? It covered all my bills. And that was the moment that I was, you know, in January, when I looked back, I said, oh, my God. This is an incredible, incredible business to be in, because even when I was at my worst, Ambit took care of me. And it was crazy. It was crazy. And then on December, you know, at December 31st, I didn't do anything. But if you recall the 5-star trip, the point system ends December 31st. And, you know, I go to sign the test and I found out, oh my gosh, I won the 5-star trip. And I didn't do anything for a period of pretty much 4 weeks because I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. But not only did Ambit, you know, pay all my bills, get me 5 checks, but I won the trip. And it's just an incredible thing, an incredible opportunity to sit there and think, wow, they really do pay you on what you get started on. And so right there, if I was not a believer in Ambit prior to the last month, I am an incredible, you know, I'm just floored by it. I mean, it really has left me just speechless, and I'm forever grateful for what it's done and what it's continuing to do for my family.
Well, Lynn, looking back on your retail business in Michigan, if you hadn't shown up for a month, how would things be going?
Oh, my God. Wow. If I didn't show up for the month, first, I would have been fine, finally to face the mom. Sorry for 6 months rest. I'm sure my employees probably either didn't show up or probably took half the store with them when they did. And, you know, I would lose so much money. You know, I just can't imagine not being there for an hour, forget a month. And this business, I can literally take off a month, take care of what I have to do, which is my family, and it took care of me. And it's so night and day, I would never, ever work. This is my promise to my husband, never get into traditional business ever again. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, awesome. You have shared some great, great information here today. I want to thank you for being our special guest. But before I let you go, what's an action step that people listening to this call, something that they can do immediately after they get off the phone with us to help build their Ambit business?
If you don't have a why, you need to get that why. If you do not have a vision board, you need to get that vision board and put your why on it and understand your why you're in the business, not just, you know, a pretty car or whatever. Why do you want it? Why do you really want it? What do you really need? What do you want out of life? Really put your heart and soul into it so that you know why you're doing the business. Very important. And then make that decision once and for all that I will do my Ambit business from today, not every other week, but make that one decision and move on. And once you make that decision, help everybody on your team fast track. Fast track is incredibly crucial and important. Guys, excitement breeds excitement. Everybody should fast track.
Lynn, thank you for being our special guest. You've helped out a lot of people today. Hold on a second. I'm going to open up the lines and give everybody a chance to thank you.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Lynn. Great call.
Move it over.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Great call.
Thank you, Lynn.
Great call, Lynn. Thank you,
Lynn.
Lynn, do you give us
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn. You helped me so much. Thank you.
Lynn, do you got your number?